called a big...
She'd use a barrel.
Yeah,
barrel.
Vinegar.
Big barrel or something?
Yeah, that's
the I wanted keg anyway, so that worked out all right. You would ever have a word for... suppose a man was carrying in some wood. And you might say to him, my, that's quite a wood you have.
A handful of wood you got. I'm full of wood.
You'd never call it a turn? That's quite a turn of wood? No. Okay. Now, if a man had a wagon loaded with wood, but he didn't have a full load, he only had part of a load on, you'd say, you ever call that any special word? Say, look, there goes a wood. Jag? Never would said jag?
A jag of wood?
That. Okay, now the lady does the washing, she hangs it on the line, and it gets dry, and she goes out to put the clothes, and she puts the clothes off the line, puts them in a clothes.
In a basket.
And the musical instrument that men play like...
Hot oven?
And the kind that they take and...
Use harp.
That was a mouth organ, and what was the second one, again?
Mouth organ.
And the second one was a...
That's a jew's harp, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. And around the barrel there are big metal, children used to take them and roll them.
At what?
On a barrel, this metal...
So the hoops.
And if you had a bottle, and wanted to keep the liquid from coming out, you might put a...
cork in it.
And if you had a nail and wanted to get it in the wood, you'd probably hit it with a...
hammer.
Not a whip. Okay. Now I get into territory that I'm completely unfamiliar with, and that is parts of a wagon. Do you remember the wagons that used to be pulled by horses, the names of the...
You had them, didn't you?
The tongues?
You had a wagon, didn't you? Didn't you used to come up with the horse and the wagon from Carlson Brothers?
Tongue.
Well, he wants to know what you call these things on a wagon now.
Well, ain't that the tongue?
The tongue. The tongue is part of it, uh-huh. Now, suppose you had two horses. There's a certain way of hooking them up in the front. What do you call that thing? That if you had two horses, now, I don't know how to describe this.
Well, I don't...
Say this is the wagon. If you had two horses, they'd have something coming between them like this, wouldn't you?
Oh, the pole. We had two horses here.
And if you had just one horse, there'd be the horse would be between these things.
Between the chaffs, would they call it?
You'd ever use the word single tree?
Mm-hmm. Single tree? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is that?
Well, it had something to do with a one-horse rig. That's all I know.
Single tree is
single tree is that piece of wood that goes...
I think it's
the two. Like this? The horses between them.
In between, is that called?
And suppose you had... what's a double tree, then? Is that same?
That's for two horses.
Two horses.
That's two trees.
Mm-hmm. We had horses here for years, but
you never,
I never took care of them.
You never would have called a single tree a whipple tree?
No.
Or a double tree, an evener?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not single tree and double tree.
My father
used to run a livery stable. I know enough about that. Single tree and double tree.
Now a man has some wood, and he wants to get it from one place to another place. You might say he's doing what to the wood? He's from one place to another.
Hauls it.
And the thing that they use, the farmers use to dig up the ground so that they can plant things in it.
Spade?
Or they go over it with the horse pulls the thing. It's a
plow?
And after they plow it, they go over it with a
disc or something?
Mm-hmm. And then after that, sometimes they even go over it with another thing.